Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Revel. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Sometimes I find it very hard telling the difference between truth and fiction, you know. Maybe it's just because I listen too much to Prime Minister's Question Time. I don't know about it. But I'm not the only one, am I? Here's another example. 5 years ago, a writer wrote a book, and now he can't go out the house because a religious despot took offence. And get this, in the book, there's a section about a religious despot who wants to kill a writer because he didn't like what the writer wrote about him in a book. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about Salman Rushdie here. I just want to make that quite clear, you know, that I think the Ayatollah was absolutely right. You know, this is the 20th century, and if a religious leader in the 20th century can't put somebody to death for writing a book, then frankly, what is the world coming to? But I digress. I was talking about making things up. Here's my favourite joke about making things up. Guy goes into a chemist. He says, "Can you make something up for me?" The chemist says, "Yeah, Frank Sinatra was in here this morning." "Really? No, I just made it up."
And the government today announced plans to privatise itself. A consortium of Cypriot businessmen are seeking an injunction at the High Court, hoping to block the move as they claim they already have a majority shareholding. And at Lord's tomorrow, England field an unchanged team for their first ever one-day international against Iceland.
Morning, guys.
Nick, what's going to happen to us when you go to Los Angeles?
Don't worry, I'll make sure whoever rents the flat is a gardener, okay?
But what if they're Radio 4 listeners and they corrupt us by exposing us to foul-mouthed comedy programmes?
Well, can't we come with you?
No, I'm sorry, they don't let you import plants.
Well, that's speciesism.
I don't make the rules. They're only giving me a visa because I'll be, what is it, contributing to the economic and cultural wealth of the nation.
Contributing to the economic and cultural wealth of the nation? You said you were going to be writing movies.
Hello? Yeah?
Oh, it's a phone call from a woman, Alvin.
Ooh, how can you tell?
His knees are knocking and he's broken out in a sweat.
Margaret, how are you?
Margaret?
Do you think it's that really beautiful Margaret who stayed here last year?
Yeah, it must be. Look, he's had to sit down.
Yeah, sure. Okay then, bye.
Must be another rejection.
How can you tell?
Because every time he talks to a woman on the phone, the last thing he says is, yeah, sure, okay then, bye. And then he tries to pretend like he's not bothered. He'll kick the wall in a moment.
Yeah, but she phoned him.
So?
Yeah, well, why should someone bother to phone Nick to tell him she didn't want to go out with him?
Because he deserves it. This is the payoff for all the good luck he's been having recently. Did you know yesterday he got a cheque from the Reader's Digest prize draw? Yeah. And oh, look out, he's coming over to moan.
Oh, yeah, everything back to normal.
Good news, guys.
Oh, no.
Remember Margaret who stayed last year? She's coming back from Australia. She needs somewhere to live. It's perfect. It means I can probably leave a few days early.
Yeah, perfect. Once you start getting a bit of success, you drop your old friends like hot cakes.
Like hot cakes?
Well, I'm not the writer, am I? I'm just an abandoned piece of vegetable matter.
There you are, Nick. Egg, chips and beans.
Great. Can I get you some alfalfa sprouts with that, Mr. Hollywood?
Ignore him, Nick. So Margaret's taking you flat on?
Margaret?
Yeah.
Don't bar me, hippie vegetarian painter.
Well, what's your problem?
Okay, well, she's barmy. She's a hippie. And on top of that, she's a vegetarian.
So?
What Craig means is she's not eligible for a last pint male bonding and belching session twice a week.
No, it's not just that. It's... Yeah, it's just that.
Well, doesn't matter to me what she's like as long as she pays the rent and waters my plants.
Oh, great. Thanks very much, Nick. You see, I told you, Shona, the moment this guy gets any success, he drops his old friends like they were hotcakes.
Drops them like they were hotcakes?
Yeah, okay, I'm not the writer. If you want a better phrase, get Nick to write you one. You probably want a fee, mind.
Have you managed to get rid of that third ticket for Lords yet, by the way?
Yeah, my pal Steve's coming with us. You sure you still want to come?
Why wouldn't I?
I just thought that baseball might be your limit now that you're moving to California.
Leave it out, Craig. I think it's brilliant. When are you going?
Probably about 10 days, as soon as I get the work visa through.
What, you need a work visa? To sit by a swimming pool typing, car chase, close-up, naked blonde with large breasts. Kevin Costner catches bullet in teeth, but sensitively spits it back and kills bad guy. Cut to Demi Moore, looking anguished. They all live happily ever after. The end. Huh?
Craig.
I think you're plumb loco wanting to live in Los Angeles, Nick.
It's work.
Yeah, but it's a moral and cultural desert. You'll hardly know anyone. You'll never get to the theatre. There's massive social tension. There's drug dealers with guns. There's huge crime rate. The traffic's terrible. Your social life will be entirely dependent on how successful you are.
That sounds like London, but a bit sunnier.
What are you sitting with him for?
Because I want to be welcome in his house when we go visit. Besides, I think he's doing the right thing.
And what about your ex-agent, eh? She'll be lurking about trying to kill you.
Oh, she must be over you dumping her by now.
Well, I don't think so. She sent me this.
Oh, my God.
A voodoo doll.
With pins in the head. Ugh.
Yeah, weird thing is, since it arrived, my dandruff's cleared up and my bald patch has started to grow back.
Maybe the doll's not of you.
Hey, the nose isn't big enough. Uh-huh.
Are you not a bit worried by this, Nick? I mean, it might be working on you internally.
Hey, who cares as long as my hair's looking great?
That was a joke, Craig.
Nah, I'm not frightened. These things only hurt you if you believe in them. A bit like women, really. And I'm off down the bookies.
Don't tell me you're starting to win on the horses as well now.
Yeah, 4 o'clock at Redcar yesterday.
Which horse?
California Dreaming.
Hell's teeth.
See you later.
Traitor.
Oh, Craig, you're ridiculous. You should be pleased for your friend's good fortune.
Pleased for my friend's good fortune? Don't you start all this American talk as well. Nick should not be going to Hollywood and being successful in that. We should be here in London getting old and bitter together. That's what friends are for.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Craig. I'm away at the bank for some change.
Fine, fine. Oh, no, Shona, don't go, don't go. Look who's coming in. It's that mental hairdresser, Sharon. You saw her.
I warned you about that negativity, didn't I?
No, but Shona, please.
Served you right.
No, Shona.
Hi, Craig, you're looking cheerful today. No. Sharon and Tommy, know I show what football team plays in these colours.
Dundee United.
Oh, it looks good in my head, doesn't it? Orange and black. Hey, you're from Dundee, aren't you? Do you support them?
No.
No, because I could do Shona's hair in the same way if you... How would you support then?
Dundee.
Dundee? I never heard of him. I've heard of Dundee United, though. Your team can't be as good then. It's just called Dundee, then. Dundee United and Dundee. What? And together. Ah, United and together. Do you get it?
What do you want?
What do I want? What do I want? What I want is a man who looks like Sean Connery, drives a Porsche, and has to wear extra large wife runs. Ah, do you get it? For a burger and fries.
Burger and fries?
Yeah, no. Oh, God, no, I nearly forgot I'm a vegetarian. No, I'll have a prawn. Mayonnaise and a salad, please.
Right.
Oh, could you take the prawns out for me?
What?
Well, they're like dead things, aren't they? Ugh.
Could you not take them out yourself?
What, and have all the little eyes staring at me? No, I can't bear it.
What do you want prawn mayonnaise without the prawns for? Why don't you just have egg?
Egg's not a vegetable.
What?
Besides, there's a different taste of prawn mayonnaise somehow.
That'll be the prawns.
Is it? Oh, no, put it back. No, I'll just have avocado sandwich. I'll tell you what, Craig, I'll do wonders with your hair.
Oh, aye?
Yeah, there's this new mega gel just coming from LA. It's wicked, Craig. Don't bash your head on the counter like that. You'll get split ends.
Hi, Steve. Hiya. Yeah, this is Nick here.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah. Okay, should we get a pint in before we go to the stand, eh?
Yeah, good idea. So, you're the guy who's moving to Los Angeles?
Yeah, year's contract. I'm really looking forward to it.
See, told you he was crazy, eh?
What?
Steve here is a psychiatrist, Nick. Yeah?
Great.
He can help you, right? But before he can, you have to accept you have a problem.
Craig, I do not have a problem.
Nick, you're English and you want to live in LA. If that's not a definition of insanity, I don't know what is, eh, Steve?
Sounds great.
That's right. It's nothing to be ashamed of, Nick. Going barmy, it happens. What did you say?
I said it sounds great. A year working in Hollywood should be a great experience.
What do you mean?
I don't think he's got any kind of problem at all, really.
Oh, I get it. You're gaining his confidence by agreeing with him, yeah? To begin with,
very subtle. Yeah, that's it. In fact, Craig, I think you and I should discuss Nick's case further between ourselves, eh?
Good idea.
Yeah, look, why don't you give me a call and pop round to the office sometime later in the week?
Just the two of us, like?
Yeah.
Craig, you reckon it's pretty serious, then?
It could be, yeah.
Hey, why is everybody coming down out of the stands? Excuse me, what's happening? A bomb scare, is it?
No, game's over.
Well, it's only been on for 10 minutes.
England were out for naught in 10 balls, and the first ball they bowled at Iceland was a wide. Now, excuse me, I'm going to get my secateurs and remove Ted Dexter's googly.
Oh, you're home early.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you didn't rush home early because you thought Alvin and I were missing you, because we're not.
No.
We can fend for ourselves.
Yeah.
So don't feel guilty about leaving us to be brought up by strangers.
No.
You may have noticed Alvin's become monosyllabic.
Yeah.
Only using words of one sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a traumatic condition brought about by the imminent desertion by the chief provider of the family unit.
Yeah.
He may never recover.
No.
And it's all your fault.
Indisputably.
Oh, damn.
Oh, this fruit machine's been robbing me blind for weeks.
Let's have a go.
Come on, then. Should have known. Shona, let Nick get this round. He's only just won the jackpot here.
Oh, shut up, Craig. My husband's driving me mad, Brian.
Yes. Well, that's what they're there for, isn't it? So, does Craig know you're planning the surprise going-away party for Nick?
Not yet. The way he's behaving, you'll be holding one for me soon as well.
I find it quite touching, really.
Touching? Touched, more like.
No, seriously. A man's got to have a lot of affection for another man to show such dislike and resentment towards him. Yes, it's a mysterious thing, the...
Holy mother! Who's that just walked in?
That's Nick's new tenant.
Well, no offence, Shona, and forgive me for such a Neanderthal reaction, but speaking as a feminist and indeed sometime contributor to Spare Rib, albeit under an assumed name, but with no less conviction for that...
Spit it out, Ryan. You've gone delirious.
That is one stunning woman.
When Margaret walked into the pub, everyone stopped and stared, even the cat. I swear the darts turned and looked at her on the way to the board. Old Mr. Wilcox was so stunned he took his teeth out of his pocket and actually put them in his mouth.
Hi, Nick. Thought you'd be here.
How you doing?
What are you drinking?
No, I'll get them. Craig?
Pint.
Margaret?
Pint.
Pint?
Yeah.
Beer?
Yeah.
You're drinking alcohol?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Hello, Tony. What are you doing later?
I haven't decided yet. Now, do you want this back? Well, if you do, I suggest you take your hand off my bum. Good. Apologise.
Sorry.
Good. Now repeat after me. I'm a very naughty boy.
Look. I'm a very naughty boy.
A very naughty little boy.
A very naughty little boy.
Who'd be no good to you anyway. Good.
Nice work, Margaret. You certainly learned a few things in Australia.
Yeah?
Here we go. So did you have a good time in Oz then?
Pretty good, yeah.
Did you get lots of painting done?
Fair amount, yeah. Then I got a job on a sheep station. That's where I learnt the trick I pulled on the guy with a limp.
Stig, he doesn't have a limp.
He does now, look.
So, how are things with you?
Well,
Nick's going to Hollywood.
Nick can answer for himself, Craig.
Well, he won't have to in Hollywood, though, will he? There'll be a person there to do it for him.
You're really going to Hollywood?
That's right, Margaret. You tell him. He's mad, isn't he? Do you not think he's mad going to Hollywood?
Sounds great.
Oh, come on, it's a disgraceful place.
Oh, I don't know. Anywhere that can produce Cheers, Roseanne and Steve Martin can't be all bad, can it?
I'd give up.
Fancy a nightcap, Margaret?
Why not?
Look, Alvin, his hand's shaking so much he can hardly get the top off the bottle.
He's nervous.
Yeah, no need to be. She's way out of his class.
There we are.
Thanks. Why are you scowling at the geraniums?
Oh, just looking at them, that's all. Cheers.
Cheers. So sounds like things are going well?
Yeah, really well. It worries me.
Why? You've got to take your opportunities when they happen.
No, I just keep thinking it's all just a setup for some terrible cosmic joke at my expense.
You shouldn't be so pessimistic all the time.
Oh, not all the time. Sometimes I just feel guilty. Anyway, how about you?
Oh, pretty good. I had this job in Sydney painting sets on a soap opera and then I got sacked.
Oh, don't tell me the sets were upstaging the actors.
No, just cutbacks and I broke the director's nose.
Broke his nose?
Yeah, well, he was forever staring at me with this ape-like, lecherous grin on his face.
Better phone for the ambulance now, Nick!
I admit I was out of order. I'd had quite a bit to drink.
Right.
Mind if I have another whiskey?
No. So what brings you back to England, anyway?
Well, it's really lucky. I've got 8 months on a film here.
What, a British film?
Yeah.
That's not lucky. It's beyond belief lucky. And on top of that, you get to share a flat with me.
A glimpse of the old charm meister.
So how'd you get the job?
Well, one of the producers is the ex-wife of the bloke I punched. It kind of broke the ice at the interview.
Sisterhood in action.
Yeah.
Well, time for bed, I guess. Don't hit me.
Nick,
Why would I hit you?
Good night.
He fancied his chances there for a moment.
Yeah, sad, isn't it? Takes it as an encouraging sign when a woman says she isn't going to hit him.
I don't get that joke, actually.
You've been looking very smart these last few days, Nick.
No more than usual.
Don't give me that. You're just trying to impress Margaret.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You've even stopped cutting your toenails while you watch telly.
And you pick your hairs off the soap before you leave the bathroom.
If that's not the sign of a man in love, I don't know what is.
Well, you're wrong. Besides, I'm off to LA in a week. Hardly time to develop a serious relationship, even if I wanted to.
Who's talking about a serious relationship, eh? Know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Vince, shut up. There are more important things in life than sex.
Well, like what?
Well, like, well, I can't think of anything at the moment, but there has to be.
Has to be what?
Oh, nothing.
You talking to those plants again?
Yeah.
You really believe all that hippie garbage about them growing better if you talk to them soothingly, don't you?
I seem to remember you used to believe it too.
Oh, I still do. It's just a matter of how you talk to them. You! Call yourself a geranium. I want 6 more flowers out of you by tomorrow afternoon or it's no water for a week. Understood? Nick, any coffee?
Sure. And that works with geraniums, does it? Being mean to them?
It better, hadn't it?
Yeah.
So, Nick, what are you doing today?
Oh, nothing really. What do you have in mind?
Well, I thought maybe we could just go into town, have a wander round, maybe get some lunch. Just be lazy and irresponsible. After all, you are leaving in a few days, aren't you?
Yeah, why not?
So, gonna spend a day being lazy and irresponsible, are you, Nick? That should make a change.
If I were you, Vince, I'd save your energy for growing flowers.
Elvin, lend us some of your flowers, will you?
Okay. Here you are. Oh, no, they've fallen off.
Hey, I know. Let's do all the things that tourists would do in London.
What, stand on the left on the escalators? Gather in a huddle to read a map in the spot most likely to cause most congestion, you know.
What I mean, wear loud check clothes, shout G. Elmer, this must be real old every 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Guided bus tour London, sir, all the sights, all the magnificent cultural heritage, only £8.
£8? That's cheaper than it was 2 years ago.
Well, stands to reason, doesn't it? We're running out of culture by the day.
Okay, all booked.
1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2. White, white lights, gentlemen. Welcome aboard the London Magical History Tour. Today, myself and your driver, Ted, will be taking you on a tour of the magic and history, which is London. Hence our name, the London Magical History Tour. And right away, we're in the midst of that typical London cultural experience, the traffic jam. Unlike traffic jams you get aboard, however, you will notice that Londoners put up with their delay with good old traditional Cockney humour and cheerfulness. Well, sorry for that little delay, ladies and gentlemen, while we got our relief driver there. We're now coming round Piccadilly Circus. Anyone know why it's called Piccadilly Circus? No, it's because down there is a tube station of the same name. And, of course, it is on the Piccadilly line, circus being Latin for underground station. Not to be confused with Oxford Circus, which, of course, is on the Central line.
Excuse me, this cannot be correct.
Yes, it is, mate.
No, it's impossible because there is no tube station at Cambridge Circus nor at St Giles Circus.
Yeah, all right. Well, there used to be, mate. There used to be till they got bombed in a blitz. All right.
Now, the statue over there, that little boy with the bow, that's Robin Hood when he was a baby. To our left, Soho, famous for its restaurants and clubs, and if anyone is interested, I can recommend some of the more select clubs in the area where you can visit for your drinking and dining pleasure, straight up kosher ones with no hidden extras. No, I mean, see me afterwards. Turning now into the A market, where in olden days they used to sell A, and into Trafalgar Square there, named, of course, after the famous Battle of Trafalgar in the olden days. where we give the French a good spanking. And there he is, old Nelson up there, up on his column there. There he is, one eye, one arm, and he still spanked the French. Later on, we'll be going past Waterloo Station, named after another time we spanked the French. In fact, just about everywhere in London has got somewhere named after one time or another when we spanked the French.
Sacre bleu, il est complètement chauviniste, lui.
This was a policy introduced during the time of Good Queen Bess, now, of course, the dear old Queen Mum, with the idea of cheering up the English in times of hardship.
Excuse me, weren't the Prussians crucial to the outcome of the Battle of Waterloo?
Yes, in fact, it was the Prussian intervention which turned the battle and saved Europe from Napoleon's despotic domination.
Right.
Oh, saved Europe from despotic domination, did ya? Yeah, that sounds about right for the Germans, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Really? Besides, the Prussians, right, they only got there for the last 20 minutes. Be like you Yanks in both World Wars when we spanked the Germans.
Really?
We done all the hard work and you Yanks come in for the last little bit so you can make films about it in Hollywood.
No, I have had enough of this because we can do it. If we've got time,
we'll be going out later to Wembley Stadium where, of course, on that glorious day in July 1966... England became world champions, having outplayed and spanked the Germans.
Right, that's enough. Okay, stop this bus, please. I wish to get off.
What, Philip, I'm sitting down now. You feel like a bit of goose-stepping, do ya?
I get off as well.
What, in a lorry load of lamb you want to burn, have ya?
Oh, I love.
Go on, then, on your bike. Go on your bike.
That was interesting.
That guy went too far.
Went too far? He should be locked up, bigoted little cockney moron.
No, I meant the American bloke when he brought up the 2-0 defeat in Boston like that. I mean, that really upsets me thinking that. I've got indigestion now. It's spoilt my entire day.
I tell you what, let's go to the London Experience. I hear they've got a holographic display of Graham Taylor getting tarred and feathered.
So considerate.
Give us some change for the fruit machines, will you, Brian?
Nick and Margaret gone home?
No, still outside. But I can't take any more. It's disgusting. I've forgotten how nauseating it is when two people are falling in love, gazing at each other like young Christians at a Cliff Richard concert. And they're laughing at each other's pathetic little jokes. All the touchy-touchy on the arms, removing non-existent specks of fluff off each other's jackets, telling stories in stereo, then bursting out in giggles again. No, you tell it. No, you tell it. Bursting out laughing at the end, and it isn't even funny. And he hasn't even noticed it's happening. You know what that means? When he does finally twig, he'll be floating in here like a fart in a frill, doing fifth-rate Am-Dram impressions of Romeo at the end of Act One. Oh, Craig, you won't believe this. Something incredible has happened. And I'll have to act like it's a surprise and the best thing that's happened on Earth since, since Scotland won at Wembley in 1977. I tell you, there is a lot to be said for doing your cotting in midwinter in a vandalised bus shelter in Dundee. Yeah, at least no one can see you acting like a complete idiot.
Now, come on, Craig. Don't bottle it up. There's something on your mind, isn't it?
Thank heavens it's quiet in here tonight. Just fancy sipping a pint on my own in a corner.
Right, hi, babe. Oh. Hi, Annie. You've been stood up as well. Oh, hey, listen, do you fancy coming up with me for a bop? I got free tickets for the Empire. I only got them off a DJ, didn't I?
Did you?
I only got them off rapping MC Van Damme Righteous Disrespect as due RARE himself, didn't I?
Did you?
He only came in the salon this afternoon, didn't he? I only chilled his hair personally, didn't I? I nearly died, Craig. I nearly died. I have to drink decaf all day. I'm on such a buzz. It's crucially wicked, Craig. Wicked. Oh, come on, just for a bop. I ain't trying to pull you on nothing. No offence. You know, Craig, come on, darling.
Sharon. I really just want to play the fruit machine, okay? Why don't you just go and talk to Nick and Margaret,
eh? Leave it out. I've just seen them. I can't get word in edgeways with those two. Anybody want a ticket? Come on.
Morning, Shona.
Morning, Nick. What's up?
Got something to tell you.
Why? What is it?
Well, hi, Craig.
Hey.
Something incredible's just happened.
Oh, forgot something.
Will?
Margaret and me. It's the real thing.
Really? I didn't realise.
Well, you know, we've been pretty discreet.
Aye.
Anyway, she can't leave England for the next 8 months, so I'm going to fax LA and tell them I'm not going.
You're not going?
Yeah, I know it's the right decision.
Well, Craig, glad you could make it. Good. Take a seat.
Thanks.
Look, why don't you lie on the couch?
What, like the Lunas do, Steve?
Yeah.
Hey, okay, why not?
Tell me about your friend Nick.
Oh, it's getting worse, Steve. Not only is he still looking forward to going to Los Angeles, right, but remember I told you he's renting his flat to this vegetarian hippie?
Yeah.
He's also getting on really well with her.
So?
Well, it's having a detrimental effect on him, you know, they keep going out together, he's really cut down on his drinking. And the other night, we went out for an Indian, and he ordered an entire meal with no meat.
And, you think that's bad, do you?
From where I'm standing, aye.
From where you're standing?
Aye. From you. Wait a minute, are you saying I'm the one who's got a problem?
Well,
are you saying that I'm bonkers?
I think you might be overreacting in a clinically correctable way, yes.
You are saying I'm bonkers? Right! Outside!
Now, Craig...
Come on, outside! Craig, we'll see who's bonkers, pal! In a fair fight, come on!
Typical. You spend all day busting a root to grow extra flowers, and the first thing he does when he comes home is pick 'em and stick 'em in her hair!
Well, they look better on her than they do on you.
Oh, thanks, Ed.
Craig, I've got some good news for you and some bad news.
What?
Nick's not going to LA.
Not going? What's the good news?
Nick and Margaret are getting married. Wait a minute, did you say...
Getting married? Fantastic!
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
But you're reacting to all this like a sort of normal, human, decent being.
Yeah, well, I went to see Steve, you know, and he made me realise that I should be glad for a friend's good fortune.
You actually took notice of what a psychiatrist told you?
Aye.
What happened?
Well, I went around to see Steve and I realised he was trying to imply that I was the one with a problem.
And you listened to him? Well, that's great.
No. I challenged him to a fight.
Oh, for heaven's sake, what happened?
Steve won.
You accepted the therapy because the therapist beat you in a fight.
Yeah. Well, I can respect an analyst who's prepared to back up his theories with violence. Oh. So cheers, Nick.
Thanks, Craig.
Aye, congratulations. I think it's great.
No, it's not. Margaret looks after us much better than Nick does.
Yeah, I got loads more flowers since she started treating us a bit rough.
Oh, yeah. What I don't understand, though, Alvin, what's a classy bit of skirt like her doing with him anyway?
Vince, shut up.
Oh, no, she can hear us!
Hey, there's a fax coming through from LA. Dear Nick, congratulations on your engagement. Understand... entirely, we can work around this. How about unlimited return tickets as and when we need you here?
Thanks. It's one thing being glad for a friend's good fortune, but this is taking the mickey.
Craig.
Oh, congratulations, Nick. It's great news.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Give us a kiss.
Never mind that. Give me some more champagne.
Getting the money and the girl. Not even Hollywood has endings like that.
Frankly, Craig, I don't give a damn.
We'd like to point out at this stage that you've been listening to a romantic fantasy performed by trained professionals. If there are any young children listening, do not try this at home. The only reason this story had a happy ending is because the writer made it up. Real life is not like that. In real life, if you're ever faced with a choice of love or money, always go for the money.
Well, Nick, things have worked out just fine.
Do you think so?
Well, no, actually, that's just what's written down in the script.
Vince, shut up.
That was The Nick Revel Show, written by and starring Nick Revel, with Alistair McGowan, Dune McKeegan, Brian Balls and Alison Sterling. The producer was Jørn Magnusson.